over the course of the campaign, we averaged actually $260 million. You'll recall that in 2007, we had a wonderful anomaly, a great serendipitous gift. It wasn't really serendipitous. It was one that we'd been working on. That was a $100 million gift from Tom Siebel. And as of this past, of late May, in fact, at the end of April, we are right at the verge of $290 million, and we think that we have a very good chance for the second time in the university's history of surpassing the $300 million mark as far as new business is concerned. So I think the trend is there. We've got to sustain the trend. But as I will, in my final comments, talk about what we need to do to even ratchet it up even more. As far as cash flow is concerned, page four, this is the money that the university really gets each year. This is the new gifts that come in that are that actually come in. We get checks for, we get stocks that we cash in and so forth, as well as pledge payments on pledges that have been made years before, as well as estate distributions. And so to some degree, the cash flow number is really a lagging indicator of new business productivity. But anyway, as this chart shows, total gift and grant income increased by almost 2% to over $215 million in FY 2011, which is the third highest cash flow total ever. And the last 4 years have been four of the top five largest cash flow years on record, which reflects what we've been doing in the campaign. Excuse me. On average from 2007 to 2011, i.e. over the last 5 years, over 70% of these gifts, gift income each year was restricted by donors for specific purposes, such as for scholarships, for the support of chairs, for the support of academic programs, and so forth. And most of the remaining 30% of the total gift income was unrestricted by donors as to purpose, but designated to specific units. And so therefore, you know, here as a board, how much do you have, how much does the president have to really move around as far as new monies? And it's only about 2% of the cash flow, because generally donors are looking to fund our needs, but generally when they do so, they're saying, this is the need I want to support, as opposed to, here's my dollar, use it as you see fit. So we like to use it as you see fit, but that's not always the case. On page five, thank you, Tom. How'd you guess? On page five, is a little snapshot, a little indicator of where we stand as far as annual giving. Now, annual giving is one of the development programs of the university and the foundation. It's really designed to, particularly designed to get individuals to support us, to participate with us in a giving sense on an annual basis. And so, and generally we view annual gifts as gifts that come to us under $25,000 in the particular year. Springfield has led the campuses in average annual giving income growth, that is annual giving income growth, since 2007, with a growth of 8.9% per year. Urbana has averaged a growth of 1.7% income, and UIC has averaged about 0.1%. One of the things you need to always remember here is we are one university, but we have three very distinct campuses, all at different levels of maturity, not only in terms of the donor base, but also in the maturity of the donor, of the development staff and so forth. And I think some of this is reflective in some of these statistics. Donor bases at all three campuses remained relatively flat over the last 5 years, which actually was counter to a national trend. One of the interesting things is annual giving is really a downward trend for most not-for-profits, including higher education institutions. I think our efforts on all three campuses has been significant.